the music of the Bay City Rollers. It's always fun to hear.
And a very early boy band, eh?
Yeah. And we played it, you know, as much as we're having fun. We did it for a sad note. It was we used the Morning Team wake-up song to honor Ian Mitchell, who was a one-time bassist with the group. He had passed away at the age of 62. The song we used was a cover version of a great Dusty Springfield hit, I Only Want to Be With You.
Yeah.
That's because, and I thought it was interesting this morning, Ian Mitchell, who the group, by the way, on their Facebook page apparently is, you know, paying tribute to him as, you know, being a member, mm-hmm. although he was only a member of the band for like 7 months. And he came in after actually this song was done. This was the big song for Bay City Rollers, Saturday Night. But he came in after that, did participate in the album Dedication, which included that, you know, I Will Only Want to Be With You song. And he left after like 7 months. I think he got tired of the overkill. At that time, in Bay City Rollers, though they were from Scotland, were huge around the world, mm-hmm. in the U.S.
All that travel.
Yeah. And for those that don't know the legend of Bay City Rollers, the fun we had was they are named actually after Bay City, Michigan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Threw a dart at a map and it hit Bay City, and thus the Bay City Rollers were born.
Yep.
And then offhandedly, when we were just having a little fun with the song, we said, did they ever come to Bay City? Wouldn't it have been appropriate? But we didn't have an answer.
Right.
And then, Dave, you got a phone call.
Yeah, I got a phone call. I believe it was Terry who called and said, yeah, they were in Bay City. He says that they appeared in front of a billboard, and the only one he said it was in the vicinity of the old Holiday Inn downtown. And I said, the only one I can think of was on that north wall of the former Dunlop Pontiac. And since then, Charlie, you got a follow-up email.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Apparently, we are getting the Bay City Roller fans who are chiming in this morning.
Who knew?
Joseph, thank you very much for your email. And according to what he told me, in fact, he did a little internet research as well as his own memory. Mm-hmm. August 24th, 1977 was declared Bay City Rollers Day in Bay City. Who knew? They had a day. They had a day.
I want to say, I thought they had been down in Winona Park for a while that day, as well as being in front of that billboard.
Well, they could have. And it says, members of the band, at that time, Woody, Eric, Les, and Derek, received keys to the city, signed their names to a mural.
Yeah, and now that I've seen that mural, I remember
it now. Remember
that
now.
Yeah, now that I've seen the mural.
Even placed their hands in cement to be ever immortalized in Bay City. Their hands were in cement. Where's that?
Yeah, I'm wondering where the hands in the cement is at.
Well, Joseph says he remembers that they were given a key to the city. Mm-hmm. And he says, if memory serves me correctly, they were not allowed to play any music during their short stay in Bay City because they were under contract and were in town to play a concert at the Saginaw Civic Center.
Right, so they couldn't do another local performance ahead of the other one.
But that explains what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, and he included a picture, and we'll put this on our morning team page for you. And it says here that there is no marker in Bay City that celebrates the band.
See, Bay City's really dropping the ball.
Yeah, I agree
left
with
and
you,
right.
Dave. I agree.
I mean,
and
he's a band that named itself after your city.
Right.
You just celebrate that.
Recognizing it, yeah.
I don't think how lucky Bay City was to win that on that dartboard.
Yeah.
Because think they could have been the Fairgrove Rollers. They could have been the All Gray Rollers.
Exactly. The Sea Rockers or something.
As nice as that would have been, but they became the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah.
It says here that the mural is at the Bromfield and Colvin Grain Warehouse, 1018 Adams Street. That's where he says the mural was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it says. That's what it says. So
okay.
That
on Adams Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
1018 Adams, the Bromfield and Colvin Grain Warehouse was apparently on the wall, and again, it was signed apparently by the members
of the band.
And we have a picture here, so if that's right. That's,
trying to, I think I know where that was. That was near Third and Adams. I think.
Not to trust you on that one.
Yeah.
There was kind of a green, I don't think it was real active at the time, but that might have been what the building was. I think there was a hobby shop that was actually in the building, and it must have been on the side of it. But it sure looked like, that picture sure looked like the one on the side of the Dunlop building.
Yeah, and it just shows the mural trails. It doesn't show any of the surroundings,
right,
so it's tough to tell exactly.
Right.
But Joseph in Bay City, we appreciate your memories and your help with the continuation again, as we were wanting to honor Ian Mitchell, but having a little fun of the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah, happy to know that the Bay City Rollers have a fan following around here. That's very good. No, it's cool.
Who knew?
It's cool.
That goes back over 40 years.
Yeah, no. In fact, we used to have a former colleague who said they were like one of his favorite live acts ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Can we ask whom?
Scott.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he really enjoyed them.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, at that time, they were young and they put on a good show. You know, it's an energetic show. I've seen some of the live videos, of the music. So it's like they're having a good time. And of course, the shows at that time were more about, the singing with the playing of the music. It wasn't the fireworks and light and lasers and everything else.
I have to say,
to the band.
Knowing Scott, Bay City Rollers might have been second on his list because number one on his list is Kiss.
Kiss, yeah, right. Yeah. Scott loves Kiss. Yes, he does. Yes.
Which was the band with the makeup and the fireworks in it?
Yes, pyrotechnics galore.
Well, you couldn't be more diverse there, could you? From Kiss to the Bay City Rollers. Wow. We need one of those collaborations. The Bay City Rollers meet Kiss.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, like I said, it's fun to hear about and just some memories from an era ago.
Yeah, well, thank you to the Morning Team listeners.
Yeah, again, we always appreciate your input. We need it. Sometimes we toss out questions, and any time we do, let us know. You're always smarter than we are. You can do so through our Facebook post. You can send the messages, our emails, Dave@WSGW.com, Pat@WSGW.com, Charlie@WSGW.com, and we get those phone calls, too. And we like to have some fun and rely on you to make sure that we can bring forth such information on the Morning Team show.